Welcome to the June-July edition of National Geographic Kids. I'm Kush Radio volunteer Linda Lydon. The front cover of this month's magazine features a leopard. Weird but true. Check out these outrageous facts. Smelling good scents while sleeping might give you happy dreams. Some monkeys in Thailand teach their young to floss. There are solid gold pizza-sized Canadian coins worth $1 million Canadian dollars. A beaver has a set of lips behind its front teeth. An earthquake in Chile shortened the length of an Earth's day by 1.26 microseconds. Some artists use chewing gum to make paintings. The sound of waves crashing comes mostly from air bubbles. Apples float, but pears typically sink. And a sailfish can leap through the air at 68 miles an hour. Guinness World Records. Brilliant bunny. Tywee the bunny really jumped into the record books. He completed 20 stunts in a row, the most tricks performed by a rabbit in 1 minute. The showstoppers included jumping over an obstacle, high-fiving his owner, and pulling a card from his owner's hand with his teeth. What next? Playing hopscotch? Tremendous t-shirt. Water bottles went from plastic to pullover to create the world's largest t-shirt. Bigger than a football field, the shirt was made from 500,000 bottles that were recycled into cloth. Then, for a month, volunteers stitched the t-shirt together. Organizers planned to make 12,000 normal-size shirts out of the record holder for people in need. That's the kind of fashion trend we can really get into. High-rise house of cards. The house is all decked out with playing cards, stretching higher than an NBA basketball hoop. The tallest house of cards, built in 12 hours, is over 11 feet tall and has 50 levels. Tin Rue has had to balance all of the individual cards by hand. No glue or special tools allowed. He really played his cards right constructing this house. Bet you didn't know. Peek at these six facts about eyes. Fact 1. Sloths and armadillos see in black and white. Fact 2. A scallop has up to 200 tiny eyes under the edge of its shell. Fact 3. A cat's glowy eyes reflect light to help it see better in the dark. Fact 4. Fan worms have eyes on their tentacles to detect motion from nearby predators. Fact 6. An ostrich's eyes is bigger than its brain. And fact 6. Human eyes move about 14,400 times during an hour of reading. 8 awesome facts about bizarre growers. Dig into some of the stinkiest, slimiest, weirdest-looking plants and fungi on Earth. Number 1, hairy situation. Sundew attracts, traps, and digests its prey with sticky goop secreted by glands at the end of its long tentacles. A stuck insect is doomed within minutes, but the hairy-looking carnivorous plant can take up to a few weeks to digest it. Number 2, towering stink. True to its name, the corpse flower emits a smell like rotting flesh that helps attract pollinators like dung and carry on beetles. In its native tropical rainforest habitat, Titan arum can grow to be 12 feet tall and weigh as much as 170 pounds. Number 3, cat plus bat. The black bat flower earned its creepy common name because of its bat-shaped purplish-black flowers. Native to the Southeast Asia, this plant, sometimes called devil flower, sports long cat-like whiskers that droop down from the flower. Number 4, gross but true. Young fruit bodies of the bleeding tooth fungus, well, bleed a thick, bright red fluid when they're damp. It might look a little sickly, but this fungus, found in North America and Europe, is not known to be poisonous. Number 5, finger fruit. Is it a squid or a weird orange? It's a citrus mediaca, a citrus species whose fruit is divided into sections that look like the long fingers of a human hand. Number 6, breaking free. Most of the Hydranora africana plant keeps a low profile, growing underground and out of sight. Its upper portion, however, breaks through the ground and gives off a poop-like odor to attract pollinators like carrion beetles. Number 7, smelly surprise. Commonly called dragonwort, devil's tongue, and stink lily, this purple plant might look pretty, but it's probably not the best choice for your Valentine's Day bouquet. Why? It gives off the smell of rotten meat when it's ready for pollination. Number 8, the rare Rafflesia arundilli doesn't have visible leaves, roots, or stem, but it's the largest known individual flower in the world. It can grow 3 feet across and weigh up to 15 pounds. Amazing animals. Turtle walks with wheel. This comes from Baltimore, Maryland. When a wild eastern box turtle arrived at the Maryland Zoo with a broken bottom shell, caretakers wondered how to help. The vets could fix the fracture, but how would they keep the shell off the ground to heal? That's when a vet student had an idea, a wheelchair made of Lego pieces. He sent sketches to Lego-loving friends, and the two created a design. After the vets performed surgery on the turtle, the zoo's medical team used putty to attach the DIY wheelchair to the edges of the turtle's top shell. The minute we put the chair on, the turtle took off. Lead veterinarian Ellen Bronson says, "You could tell it was feeling better. The turtle rested in an outdoor enclosure until its shell healed. Soon the reptile didn't need its wheelchair anymore, and it walked back to the wild. This turtle is on a roll." Fox sweeps shoes. This comes from foreign Germany. Who'd want someone else's stinky shoes? That's what residents of one town wondered when their shoes started vanishing from their doorsteps. Suspects included neighbors, dogs, even their own kids. Then a forest worker discovered almost 250 shoes scattered near a fox den. This fox had outfoxed the town. Why would a four-legged furball want a pair of shoes? Like dogs, foxes enjoy chewing and playing, John Haddon, former director of urban wildlife programs for the Humane Society of the United States, thinks the fox was probably just having fun. But that doesn't mean all foxes are shoe thieves. This is probably one fox out of a million, he says. She has in her head that she likes shoes. They recovered shoes were displayed in town so residents could claim their footwear. As for the fox, she moved on to a new territory, but the townspeople now know better than to leave their shoes outside. Cat has cool eyes. This comes from Budapest, Hungary. It's hard to look away from Pam Pam, a white exotic short-haired cat. The kitty's peepers aren't just eye-catching, they're also pretty rare. Pam Pam has irises, an eye condition that means one eye is blue and the other one is a different color, yellow in Pam Pam's case. Iris occurs when a gene prevents an equal amount of melanin, a pigment that determines the color of your hair, skin, and eyes, from reaching both eyes. This leaves the blue eye with less melanin. The feline form of Iris is unusual and can happen in any breed. Luckily, Iris doesn't cause any pain or vision problems. Veterinarian Seth Cohen says, the hypnotizing look can also be found in humans and other animals such as dogs and horses. Even though Pam Pam doesn't look like a regular cat, she acts like one, owner Anna Carezzi says. The kitty loves to hide behind furniture, jump out at Pashmark, the Pomeranian, when he walks by, keep a lookout, Pashmak, the cat's got her eye on you. Welcome to Big Cat Park. Why leopards and tigers are thriving together at this Indian reserve. An elephant lumbers through a forest in southwestern India as spotted deer graze on grass. Suddenly, one deer barks out an alarm call, and the herd stand alert. A predator might be lurking nearby. These deer have good reason to be nervous. The forest is home to two powerful predators, Bengal tigers and Indian leopards. This Indian preserve, called Nigerahole Tiger Reserve, is one of the few remaining places on Earth where these two big cats coexist. Around the world, tiger and leopard populations are in decline, and not many habitats can still support them. But at Nigerahole, these two species are thriving alongside each other. Protected forest. Often, when two top predators live in the same habitat, they compete for food, and that can be trouble. If prey is scarce without other animals to eat, tigers will hunt leopards. But Nigerahole has enough prey to go around. In 2010, the Indian government provided more funding to Nigerahole Park rangers as part of the plan to increase a number of tigers. Therefore, the animals they hunt, rangers installed 26 solar-powered water wells throughout the reserve to provide drinking water for tigers as well as prey animals all year. Rangers also receive better equipment like high-tech communication devices and more provisions so they could camp inside the forest for longer periods of time. All this helped tigers and leopards thrive. Predator and prey animals had plenty of water to drink, keeping them healthy, and better patrolling meant the fewer poachers were coming into the park to hunt the cat's prey animals or cut down trees for firewood, which shrinks the habitat. Rangers have been the biggest deterrent for anybody looking to enter the forest to poach for meat or collect firewood, says Vijay Mahan Raj, the chief conservator of forest in the state of Karnataka, where Nigerahole is located. Cat food. Thanks to these park rangers, tigers and leopards can live alongside each other in a healthy forest habitat without having to compete for food or space. Each cat has its own lifestyle in the park. In the meadows and dense woodlands surrounding the Kabin River, Bengal tigers slightly prowl the grass and bushes in the undergrowth. About once a week, a tiger goes hunting and pounces on its prey. A bite straight to the neck takes down large animals like water buffalo, deer, or wild pigs. The tiger eats its fill before covering up the carcass with leaves and dirt so it can return to the meal throughout the week. When Indian leopards are resting on the twisted branches of tall trees, they hunt in much the same way. They can snag prey up to 10 times their own weight, including many of the same animals that tigers eat. Leopards also hunt smaller animals like birds, rabbits, and porcupines, dragging their catch up into a tree to feast. This keeps their meal safe from scavengers like hyenas, wild dogs called dholes. Cats forever. Because of these conservation efforts, rangers are seeing an increase in parks' tiger and leopard population. Using camera traps to identify tigers by their individual fur marking, rangers counted 135 of the striped cats in Nigeria Hole, more than twice the number from 10 years ago. And India now has nearly 13,000 leopards living across the country, up 62% since 2014. That's also good news for the tourists who are flocking to Nigeria Hole Tiger Reserve to catch a glimpse of these big cats. These visitors now have a much better chance of spotting a tiger or a leopard on their trip than they did decades ago. And the cats' numbers are growing so much that these animals are claiming new territory outside the park, in places where humans also live. So the next challenge will be to keep cattle and people safe from the big cats. Belinda Wright, founder of the Wildlife Protection Society of India, says officials also need to make sure tourism dollars help local communities. That way people will understand why these big cats are important and will want them around. But for now, the cats are thriving. The striped and spotted residents of Nigeria Hole have found ways to share the forest, making this amazing park a big cat paradise. How to help? Reduce, reuse, and recycle wood products like paper. The wood is sometimes taken from tiger and leopard habitat. Hold a bake sale and donate your proceeds to an organization that protects big cats. And don't visit attractions that allow you to hold baby big cats. Places that allow tourists to handle these animals likely mistreat their cats. Science goofs. Three National Geo explorers spill their silly secrets. The scientist, Kaloni Mibroplane. Cool job, archaeologist and biological anthropologist. The location, Rising Star Cave System, South Africa. Tight spot. To get to one of my research sites where I search for fossils of an early human ancestor, I have to climb up and down a really narrow shaft in the cave system. This means squeezing through an opening only 10 inches wide. One day I was exhausted and my mind was swirling. This is a bad way to enter a cave. I was so busy thinking about other things that I forgot the dance I needed to do to move through the system. All of a sudden, I was stuck, and I had a group of less experienced teammates right behind me. I was so frustrated with myself, but I turned it into a teaching moment. This is a risky, dangerous environment, and no one should feel embarrassed to ask for help, even me. My teammates helped pull me out of the crevice so I could try again. Ever since, I listened to my own advice. If you're tired, don't go underground. Crow question. The scientist, Christian Rudes. Cool job, biologist. The location, New Caledonia, an island territory in the South Pacific Ocean. New Caledonia crows have a special skill. They make hooked tools out of a plant stems to get bugs out of tree holes. One crow population was using a plant for tool making. We didn't recognize. We had to find out what it was. We tried watching the birds in person and on camera traps, but we never saw them crafting a new tool for the mystery plant. We even attached tiny cameras to three birds. We got footage from one of the cameras, but unfortunately it didn't include tool making. We also experimented by offering crows a choice of plant materials we thought they might be making the tools from, but they weren't interested. All of this added up to 5 years of failure. Then we had an idea. We analyzed the DNA of some tools, and wild crows had accidentally dropped in a bird bath. This method allowed us to finally discover the mystery plant species. And through it all, I never was annoyed with the crow. They were just out there doing their thing and being amazing. Helping Hand. The scientist, Augustin Fuentes. Cool job, biological anthropologist. The location, Indonesia, a country in Southeast Asia. It was nighttime, and I was lost in the jungle. I had decided to chase a rare maroon leaf monkey off of the trail for hours, forgetting to grab a buddy or notice where I was going. I started to panic. I realized I could be lost for days. Soon I heard crackling branches and rustling leaves. Something big was coming. It was an orangutan, which I knew could be aggressive. I was too scared to move. But the ape offered her hand. That's when I recognized her as a formerly captive orangutan we knew well. Holding my hand, she guided me back to camp, only about 15 minutes away. Evidently, I switched my research from rare primates to animals that often interact with people, and now I always focus on safety. World's Wildest Rides. Check out the science behind these coaster, water slides, and more. Tron Light Cycle Run. Where? Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. The ride. Climb aboard a speedy motorbike called a light cycle. In this ride, inspired by the 2010 sci-fi film Tron Legacy. Racing in near darkness, you'll try to pass your opponents on your way to victory. Cool science. Kinetic energy. Traditional coasters get their power from a chain that pulls a car up an incline at the start of the ride, building up potential or stored energy as it goes. As the coaster zips down, that potential energy becomes kinetic energy, the energy of motion. Instead of chains, Tron Light Cycle Run uses magnets to create this transformation of energy located in the ride's tracks and under the light cycles. These magnets store potential energy before the ride begins moving. At launch time, the magnets in the track repel the magnets under the light cycle, converting potential energy into kinetic energy to propel the ride forward. Lightning. Where? Fusionparken, Fjärvik, Sweden. The ride. Unlike many roller coasters, Lightning takes off for a second round after its first ride around the tracks, launching riders forward with a fresh burst of speed. Its acceleration creates 2.8 G-forces, about the same as an astronaut experiences during a rocket launch. A G-force is the force of gravity or acceleration on the body. Cool science. Acceleration. Lightning's acceleration, or how fast an object changes its speed, comes from a magnetic launch like the one that powered Tron Light Cycle Run, repelling magnets above the track and underneath the coaster's cars accelerate the ride from 0 to 43 miles an hour in just 3 seconds. After the coaster completes its first round, the magnets accelerate the ride all over again for round two. Tarantula. Where? Wonderla, Bengaluru, in Bangalore, India. The ride. Attached to the tarantula, two robotic arms are four capsules on either side. It all sort of resembles a spider, eight legs. But unlike a real tarantula, which uses its legs for walking and snagging prey, the ride's legs make the topsy-turvy ride. Cool science. Centripetal force. When an object, like one of the tarantula's capsules, moves in a circle, it accelerates inward towards the center of that circle. This is called centripetal force, which keeps objects moving along a circular path. Tarantula spins its riders three ways. Both robotic arms turn each capsule, rotates on its own, and both sets of four capsules can spin together as single units. That's three centripetal forces. Viking Glop, where Europe Park Resort, Rulitica in Rust, Germany. The ride. Grab a mat and race headfirst down Viking Glop, Europe's largest speed water slide. You'll feel like a competitive bobsledder as you twist and turn through one of eight tubes that start 100 feet up. Cool science, gravity. Once riders push off down a slide, gravity takes over. Gravity, or the force that pulls everything towards Earth's center, tugs the rider the rest of the way. Usually a drop like that would be slowed by friction or the resistance that occurs when objects move against each other. Sort of like when you go down a playground slide. But on this ride, water reduces friction against the mats and allows you to slide down even faster. Tautas. Where? Parc Astralix in Parquety, France. The ride. Named for a fearsome ancient god, Tautas, the ride is the tallest roller coaster in France, with a stomach-dropping plunge from 167 feet up. That's about the same height as Niagara Falls. The cool science? Inerta. Tautas has 23 airtime moments when riders momentarily float in their seats as the coaster heads down a steep drop. This happens because of the force of inerta, which is when an object in motion stays in motion unless it's stopped by an outside force. When the coaster switches from going uphill to heading downhill, the rider keeps moving upward momentarily, lifting out of their seat before gravity brings them back down. Ocean nightlife. When the sun goes down, the party really gets started for these deep sea creatures. Each night in the ocean around the world, deep sea predators rise to the surface. They've come to gobble up zooplankton, tiny alien-like creatures that have also drifted towards the surface to feast on microscopic plants. Check out four of these creepy, cool creatures. Number one, big fin reef squid. Found in the Indian and Pacific Oceans, big fin reef squid have special skin cells called chloramate pores that they use to change their body color and pattern. Also called oval squid or glitter squid, these creatures use the cells to communicate with other squid about nearby prey and predators. They also use the cells to show other squid who's in charge. Number two, rabbit fish. The large, empty-looking green eyes that give this fish the nickname ghost shark help it absorb as much light as possible in the deep, dark waters of the Northeast Atlantic Ocean, where it mostly lives. They're not actually sharks, but rabbit fish are closely related to them, as well as rays and skates. Living more than half a mile below the surface, these fish each have a barbed venomous spine for protection. This fish's face senses electrical currents given off by living things. That helps rabbit fish find prey buried in the sand. Scallop ribbon fish. The long floaty fins dangling from this young scallop ribbon fish might look cool to us, but to predators they resemble jellyfish, which can fool hungry diners into staying away. Found worldwide in tropical and temperate oceans, ribbon fish are nicknamed earthquake fish in parts of Asia. That's because the fish are said to be seen at the surface after, well, earthquakes. Scalloped ribbon fish are typically about 2 inches long, but some grow more than 3 feet long. That's about twice the size of this magazine when it's opened. Conger eel. This young eel has see-through skin to camouflage itself from hungry predators. It can also curl itself into a ball resembling a jellyfish, which bigger fish avoid eating because it might sting. Found in oceans around the world, conger eels use their strong sense of smell to hunt at night. They can also swim backwards, a technique used to get away from predators. When they're not hunting, these eels hide out in caves, coral reefs, and shipwrecks. This has been the June-July edition of National Geographic Kids. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Linda Lydon.